With Montana News, I'm Eric Whitney. The committee charged with closing the Montana Developmental Center has voted to keep part of the Boulder facility open indefinitely. Steve Jess explains.
The MDC Transition Advisory Committee is supposed to oversee the eventual closure of the center and the transfer of its developmentally disabled clients to private group homes around the state. Meeting in Boulder Thursday, the panel voted to refurbish the center's 12-bed administrative segregation unit as a refuge for those who can't make it in a group home. Dan Villa is the committee's chairman.
At some point, the state will be the provider of last resort. That is, a community provider has someone act out or devolve into crisis, we will still have a facility for them to be safe that hopefully is not in a jail cell.
Villa believes the committee's action is legal, even though the legislature specifically ordered the MDC closed by mid-2017. Keeping the segregation unit open will cost an estimated $1.5 million compared to $9 million to replace it with three smaller group homes around the state. Democratic Representative Marianne Dunwell voted no, not because she disagrees, but because she thinks the committee is neglecting its primary job.
Which is, are we providing the best treatment possible for these individuals? Assess that. If not, how do we do that?
The transition committee still has to identify community-based services, propose a rate structure for them, and find additional sources of funding before time runs out in 18 months. Steve Jess, Montana Public Radio.